instead of communicating the big, big dream or promising everything, start promising like half of that.
You're listening to Confidently She. Let's gently cleanse that internalized misogyny and equip you to handle what life brings your way. I'm Rebecca Biggie, and I'm here to help. Welcome to the show.
Okay, so seriously, this is the fourth time that I have recorded the Sagittarius episode. I know more about Sagittarius now than any other sign, which is probably fitting because Sagittarius is, I'm sorry, it's one of my least favorite signs. And here's why. As a Scorpio, there is a character trait of Sagittarius that absolutely drives me insane. So Scorpios will find any way to make something happen. Scorpios are incredibly resourceful, driven. Like, you need a creative solution, ask a Scorpio. They are very resourceful. They will find a way to get something done. Sagittarius, before getting into too much, the tendencies for Sagittarius, you're very generous, but you're very idealistic. So you want things to be perfect. You want to be able to offer someone the world, but you get slowed down and frustrated by this thing called reality. And then you aren't able to deliver on the promises that you make. So you can imagine why a Scorpio would be super frustrated with the characteristics of Sagittarius. Not to say that, you know, we could never get along, but what I will say is two of my three serious relationships were with Sagittarius, and guess why they didn't work out? Overpromising and under-delivering. So, hi, Sagittarius. What a warm welcome, I know, but you can't blame me. This is the fourth time I've recorded this because I don't even want to get into it, but this is what happens when you're dealing with technology and audio sound quality and all that stuff. But we are here. We are happy. We are making it happen. Sagittarius is born between November 22nd and December 21st. And I thought that my first boyfriend was a Scorpio because I used to think before I learned more about the zodiac, I used to think that every single month had a different sign, like November, Scorpio, December, Sagittarius, January, Capricorn, you know, but it's not like that. So I thought that we were both Scorpios and I was like, oh, this is going to be great. It's going to work out awesome. But no, he's born at the end of November, which makes him a Sagittarius, which makes a lot of sense now looking back on it. But sticking with the way that I normally break down these signs, I will start with the positive character traits, the strengths of Sagittarius. And I've mentioned one already, which is your generosity. And with every sign, your biggest strength is usually an indication of where you tend to go wrong. So your biggest strength is your generosity. And your weakness with that is making promises you can't deliver on. Your other strengths are you have a great sense of humor. I mean, you're a fire sign, right? You're a fire sign. You're a good time. I kind of feel weird saying fire sign now because of the emoji fire sign and like how guys will use that to like be kind of gross and sleazy on girls' pictures. Be like, oh, fire sign, fire sign. I just think of my like Hinge account when guys just write fire signs on my pictures. I don't match with them. So funny. It's like, you want to know the surefire way to not attract a quality woman? comment fire signs on her dating profile. Like, what? No, God. I know that I'm attractive. I know that I'm hot. You don't need to tell me. Tell me something interesting. Getting off topic. But so this is the last fire sign in the zodiac, Sagittarius. So yeah, like you have the qualities of fire signs, right? You have a good high energy personality. You like to be the center of attention. You have really big goals. You talk a big game, Sagittarius. You usually talk a big game, but you struggle with follow through because you have this idea or this fear that if you don't do something perfectly, it's a failure or you will get stuck. You have a really strong desire for freedom. And in that desire for freedom, you are afraid to take action because you think that if you start going down a certain path, you have to stay on that path. But that is not true, Sagittarius, okay? I know you love freedom. You love to travel. You love this feeling of contributing to something bigger than yourself, making a bigger impact on the world than just this one person. What ends up happening is you get frustrated with people who come off as clingy or demanding, or if you feel trapped or constrained, restricted in any way. But what ends up happening is you create these situations for yourself because you overpromise, and then when people start to figure out that you're not delivering, they ask you to deliver on the thing that you promised, and then you realized the thing you promised is not very practical. You can't do it. So then instead of taking responsibility for that, you blame them and you think that they have these unrealistic expectations, and you're like, oh, like that's, I'm just trying to be nice, and they don't appreciate the things that I have done. You don't appreciate any of the things that I have done. And it's like, well, yeah, that's because you told me that you would do more than that and you didn't. So it's not about what you're doing. It's about the expectation that you're setting. So in order for Sagittarius to be more confident, okay, in order for you to work on that, is you need to find a balance between what your intention is and what is practical and realistic within a certain time frame. So your intention can be this huge, you want to be incredibly generous and bless someone, or you want to have this huge, you get this huge goal, this really big dream, and that's great. But instead of communicating the big, big dream or promising everything, start promising like half of that. Like half of what you really want to do. And then you can over deliver by doing all of it. Or if you end up only having the capacity to do 50% of what you wanted, well, then no one's let down. No one's frustrated with you because you didn't over promise. See what happens there? It's not about the amount that you do for other people. It's about setting the proper expectation so that you give yourself room to wow people. Okay? So it's not that people are demanding or clingy. It's that they're expecting you to do what you told them you would. So the fix, the solution there is don't tell them you're going to do so much. Just stop. Like, stop over-promising. You can promise people things. You can do things for people. You can have goals and ambitions, but make them more practical. Break them down into smaller steps. Have the timeline be more realistic. Rather than saying, I'm going to get this done in 6 months, be like, I'm going to get this small piece of it done in the next 90 days or whatever it needs to be. Like, break it down in a way that's more tangible and not so overwhelming. Okay. So you're a fire sign. So most fire signs are extroverted. They're enthusiastic. You've got a lot of energy. You are okay when things change. And it's not that you aren't able to follow through on things. It's just that it takes more for you to go from idea mode to action mode than other signs. You like to keep things in idea mode because as long as something is an idea, it's still perfect. Nothing has gone wrong yet if it's still an idea. And because you are an idealist, right? You like things to be in their perfect ideal state. Ideas are preferable over reality for you because that's where things are in their perfect state. So it just takes more for you to start putting things into practice and action because that's where things start to get messy. That's where things start to get real. And you would rather things be perfect than things be real. Sagittarius is rather explosive when it comes to communicating really important feelings. So because you like things to be positive and easygoing, you don't like conflict, you don't speak your mind until you absolutely have to, and then it blurts out in a very tactless way. You are a little reckless with how you provide feedback and how you feel about things. So the confident thing to do here is realize that it's okay to communicate small feelings. Because what would happen is your small feelings grow and grow and grow into this big, big feeling, and then it bursts out in a way that can sometimes be hurtful. But if you allow yourself the space to communicate a small frustration or a small annoyance or a small feeling of appreciation or whatever, you know, like it doesn't have to always be negative things that you're expressing, that will help it not be so big when you finally express yourself, and then it's not going to be as explosive. Okay? So communicating things early, and when even if it doesn't seem like such a big deal, that is going to help you not be as explosive when you talk about things. As a general rule, fire signs get along well with other fire signs and air signs. And then earth signs get along with other earth signs and water signs. That's a general rule. But I want you to look at your friendships and your relationships and see which elements make up your inner circle, your closest people. Because when I did that, I realized my closest people were two air signs, a fire sign, and actually another air sign. Oh my goodness. My closest people, a Gemini, a Libra, an Aquarius, and a Leo. That's crazy because I'm a Scorpio. I'm a water sign. So the closest people in my life actually brought very different perspectives to how I process things and how I approach things. And I believe that is what has helped balance me out as a person because I'm not so stuck in my water sign ways, right? I'm more open to movement, we'll say. Well, water signs are, I mean, we're more fluid than like a earth sign, but not as fluid and movement oriented as a, you know, fire sign or a water sign. Again, fire sign, I feel so weird saying that. Fire element. Maybe I'll say that. Fire element. So that's Sagittarius. End of November to end of December is Sagittarius, the final fire sign. And it's interesting to me that you can attract certain energy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that energy is compatible with you. So I attract a lot of, actually, yeah, it's a lot of Aries, a lot of Sagittarius, but that doesn't mean that I am compatible with that energy. So just because you attract something doesn't mean it's like a long-term fit. But if both people are open to learning from someone who has a different perspective, it can be a very beautiful relationship, a very beautiful friendship, a romantic relationship, business relationship, any of that, as long as it's based on respect and openness for and to the other person. So that Sagittarius, your main strength here is your generosity. Lean into that generosity. Lean into the fact that you are free to change your mind. You are free to take a different path, even if you start taking action steps towards a goal. And remember that ideas don't get you anything. Ideas don't get you anywhere. Action gets you somewhere. And while the reality will never be the perfect scenario you thought up in your head, it's going to be tangible. And I would rather have a real experience that is imperfect than the idea of an experience in my head or the idea of an outcome in my head, right? Go make it happen, Sagittarius. Stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about what you want and go after what you want. It is okay to make mistakes along the way. Nothing is going to be perfect, but it's going to be a lot better than never starting. Okay? That's what I have for you about Sagittarius, the final fire element. The final sign of the fire elements. How about that? I don't like saying fire sign. Gives me like PTSD. Share this episode with a friend. And if you're listening on iTunes, make sure to leave that 5-star rating and a review with a few words describing what it means for you to be confidently she. I'll go first. She shows up for the people and the ideas that she believes in.